This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about the Patriots, we talk about the halftime show, I gush about Tom Brady, and then we get into some emails. You're going to love it. We're here with an OKP. Share it and enjoy. Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time out of your day and sending me those Snapchats. I'm JTrain56 on Snap. I'm at Jared Freed on Instagram, which I'm using more and more often these days, so I'd love for you to follow me on there. And I'm JTrain56 on everything else. But when you guys snap or Instagram DM me or send me a tweet of you listening, oh my God, it literally feathers my nuts. It is like a big...
Can you introduce me already? I mean, it's too long.
Lisa Traeger is back. You knew she couldn't hold back.
That was too long.
I know. Well, I like to thank them, right? Yeah. Isn't it nice that they listen? They send you snaps too, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Exciting. The one I want to thank specifically today, and this is going to sound like very ridiculous because it's almost gotten... Like this line has gotten used so much... Like without any emotion behind it, so much that you're like, ugh, shut up.
You don't have to thank me. I know you appreciate me.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man, Sam. The troops. I get so many snaps from armed service people, like abroad, and that one is like it's as if they're feathering my nuts while it's in a vat of like warm. Candle wax. You know, it's just
Do you like your balls in candle wax?
Right now, like something goopy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and being tickled by 1,000 fairies.
Okay.
You know, like, it is.
I really don't know, and.
Balls to, I don't know what the female equivalent to balls are, but like, do you like a breast touch? Is that?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're the same. I mean, it's crazy to even try to, I don't know.
A ball touch is like, it's just. You're like, this is a part of my body I didn't even think about.
I mean, it's humiliating touching balls.
Humiliating.
I think it's humiliating.
Why is it humiliating?
I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously exaggerating.
But it is also, they are off-putting. I mean, if someone had a face that was compared to balls, you'd be like, that's an ugly person.
That's a burn victim.
Yeah.
I have hello to the troops.
Yeah, and thank you. I just want to thank the troops because when they send me snaps, I am I am like engaged. Like sometimes I'll look at them, I'll be like, okay, cool, that's your poop. But sometimes it'll be like a snap of them like in the barracks, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, and I replay it, or some in the helicopter, and I'm just like, this is crazy. You're living a life that is very foreign to me, and I appreciate it, and thank you for your service, but also thank you for listening. Like, it's very cool that, like, you're bringing this podcast along in that way.
Yeah. So,
it's very cool. I'm pumped to have Lisa Traeger at Glitter Cheese. You know her well. She's an OKP. Thank you for coming.
I love being called an OKP. It's so fun.
You're an OKP. You're an original
key
player.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
And it's great to have, and you're going to L.A.
I'm going to L.A. for, like, 3 weeks, and then I come back for a while, and then I go to Australia for, like, 3 weeks.
Holy fucking shit. We have Australian listeners.
Couple. Yeah, I can. Oh, cool.
And we have L.A. listeners.
That's exciting. Yeah.
So you're going to be doing a show.
So in L.A. on Valentine's Day, 8 p.m. at Nerdmel, I'm going to do an hour, and then Sabrina Jalice and John Early are going to open.
This
and they're
great.
Both famous and funny. One more famous than the other, but,
so
you
this
know,
is Valentine's
great.
Day
yeah,
night.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. if you're in L.A., this is a show you should go to.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to do something gay and cute and, like, bring, you know, some candies or something.
Okay. Where can they get tickets?
The internet. okay. I put it in my Instagram bio, probably Nerdmelt. I don't know.
Their website.
Twitter,
how much are the tickets? Like
$10.
$10.
Okay,
so
like
listen, we're doing you a fucking favor.
My confidence is high right now, and I feel like it's worth $10.
Also, and here's the thing. If you're a guy that's living in the greater Los Angeles area and can come to the show with a girl, you're getting blown that night. Okay.
Well, you because also Lisa... you have to elevate your sex game, I feel like.
Well, yeah, well,
you can't fuck poorly after if you come to the show. Like you have to be ready
true.
To fuck.
You have to
well.
Be ready. You have to really like you should masturbate before the show. Get one out of your system so you can last in bed because Lisa's going to call you out, but your girlfriend is going to love Lisa Traeger and you will too, but I'm saying I watched
it's a
the show.
Date night.
It's a great. I watch. I'll let me feather Lisa's nuts right now.
Perfect.
Okay, because I watched Lisa on Saturday night. This was hilarious. Actually, I watched Lisa at the Cellars, Village Underground. The Cellars, like bigger room.
Yeah.
And I'm a little. I'm out a couple drinks, and I just got done with my shows. And I'm watching Lisa's set. Lisa's crushing, like killing so hard. But there was a point in your set where you yell out to these guys, and you're like asking. You're like. Polling the audience in a way for a joke that you're going to get into.
Yeah.
And these guys, you're like, what do you talk about? You're like, what do you ask each other after you've had sex, after one of your friends have had sex? And you just hear these guys just go into being the biggest douchebags ever.
Yeah.
And like being like, yeah, I ask, what's your personality like? And then they're like, ha, 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 and high-fiving and like being total
one
dicks.
Guy, yeah, one guy just yelled, how many pumps?
Yeah, yeah. It was like, and they were such fucking gross monsters. And then Lisa's like, well, and like,
no,
you,
well, you can, we
no,
can't
no, no, I'm not
going
to do the
it.
Joke, but I'm saying Lisa just called them out, and all these women were like, this, it turned into the women's march. Like, it was like, these women just like, and I dying laughing at how much they brought it on themselves because they like set themselves up as the villain.
Yeah, no,
and it was
men
so
will
much
never
fun to
disappoint
watch.
Being animals.
No, they never do.
They never disappoint. Any chance a man has an opportunity to act like a demon, he will snatch it up.
And this is the perfect
yeah.
storm. It was like, it's kind of like when you set up a trap and you just watch someone walk into it. And it's like putting down a rake on the ground and these guys literally stepped on the rake like it was like fucking Looney Tunes and the fucking wood handle hit them in the face.
It's a famous Simpsons scene.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, with Sideshow Bob.
Oh, yeah,
boat.
He does it a million times. I know this
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So listen.
Cape Fear.
We have to. I do remember that. Can we talk about one thing, the Patriots?
Yeah, well, we'll obviously talk about the Patriots. I do want to say, last time I was on the show, I called in.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it ended up...
Luis Gomez episode. You can go back and look it up.
Yeah, so it ended up, you know, there was, like, texting with a guy, asked for Jared's advice.
Yes.
I didn't get the response I wanted. And when I called, it was like, it's not going to happen. So I wanted to let the listeners know that I did send another text
yeah.
that was more forward and ended up being a good thing. So
and we see future coming in our future.
Yeah, 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 for sure. but now it's like not as now it's like, you know,
the heat is gone.
A little bit, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, because
I'm
you wanted him to handle it in a way. It can show you that our texts will either get it or not. Like you can text yourself out of a vagina.
For sure, but I was just glad I didn't listen to Luis Gomez.
What was his advice?
He was just like, "Yep, it's not a thing."
No,
just, yeah, yeah. He was like,
"Oh yeah,
it's
yeah."
Over.
I disagree with that because
I
yeah.
got the not good smiley faces. And then when I just wrote back, I was like, "Oh, that's so weird. I thought we were gonna like fuck or something." But
yeah, and
I guess
he was
not.
Like, "We should."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
But this is the thing, guys are so, like, we get so in our own head of, like, how to come back to this. We're like, we gotta get her, we gotta, like, you know, show her how hot we are. And it's like, just fucking let it happen. Just put it out there. You know, like,
yeah.
We don't have to do this song and dance. Some guy just sent me an Instagram DM that a girl followed him and he was like, do I know you? And it's like, dude, what are you asking her this for? She followed you because she thinks you're hot. Like, there's no other reason. And she was like, no, I just saw you on, like, the search history. And he was like... It's he goes, oh, cool, because it's great that a cute girl like you would follow me. And it's like, dude, you just fucking dried up my pussy.
I'm actually annoyed with all these Instagram and social media things. You're really on it, and Annie about the light or who's putting stuff up. And I just, that's not how I use the internet at all.
How do
I don't
you...
read it into anything. Well, now I'm going to read more into it, but it's like.
I think you should.
I just always like, and I follow everyone, ice skaters, gymnasts, I don't care.
No,
and...
the best dating app right now is Instagram.
Yeah, but I will, people will write me messages and I will be confused and then they turn sexual and it's so, I'm just like,
yeah.
Always.
Well, just know that any guy DMing you crazy. Is after one thing. Like, there's no like, hey, did you guys do the homework last night? It's not that. It's not innocent. It DM, basically the DM is a dark forest with a bunch of naked men running around trying to come on everything. That's the DMs. There is no like nice guys hanging in the DM forest.
That's so funny.
It's crazy though. I thought he was just gonna say he liked my eyes.
I just feel like we're all under attack.
Yeah, I mean we're all animals, and now it's like out there. Like this whole like sexual freedom thing kind of backfired. Like the whole like I think the whole idea of like, hey, I'm just me. You can have sex with whoever you want. It's like, and guys were like, oh, we can just fuck?
Yeah, but you have to fuck us better.
Better. This is your message right now, right?
Well, yeah, but it's also like...
I had a horrible performance this weekend.
I just feel so much... It's just like so... it's just like not for girls. It's like weird.
Just care a little bit more about the other person.
Yeah, like dudes that are confused why girls want to fuck a lot, they're probably not good at... Like, they probably don't get why someone would want to fuck them. Like, it's so much trickery and weirdness instead of just, like, elevating the game.
Just, like, I have a dick, and it's going to do work, and own that.
Yeah, it's just, like, this happened in Russia, and it's still happening, and, like, I was reading about it, but, like, not enough to... Please don't ask me a follow-up question. But it was about how there was, like, a sexual revolution, but not a feminist revolution. So it's, like, women became more sexually free, but men still didn't respect women as much. So there's a problem. So even though women are, like, free, then, like, we just want to be topless, like, leave us alone.
Yeah.
You guys still refuse to see us as equals. So it's more like,
annoying. Oh, we can just come there.
Yeah, now we can treat women even worse.
Yeah.
Now it's just, like, can we meet at a bar? Like... We're only doing one drink, right? You know, it's just like, it's the craziest.
We've taken out, like, we've basically, since there's a sexual freak, what you're saying, and I agree with this,
yeah.
The girls are saying, yeah, I want to have sex, I want to come, I want to be right there with you, and we're like, all right, so fuck all the niceties.
Yeah.
Well, right, like, you can be different and equal also.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's just different types of people.
That's you can it. Still yeah. be, you can still do the dance before.
Right.
You don't have to stop fucking being like, would you like to dance? Yeah. Like, you know, let me see that cum hole. You know,
well,
like,
yeah, Che posted about this a few weeks, like on Facebook, and it annoyed me. It was like, girls get drinks. That's the biggest privilege. And he's black, so it's like, what do I know? Maybe I should just listen to him. But he was just like, girls get all these drinks. And it's like, yeah, but you're still just trying to fuck them. You're not just doing anything nice. That's what you're saying with like the DM and stuff. We're still just like bobbing and weaving in this,
we're
like,
still
world.
Just, we still got this evil thing between our legs that is just yelling at us all day long. Fuck, 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 fuck. And we're like, okay, I'll come in the toilet. And then you're like, where am I?
And then it's like this weird disrespect once you fuck someone too sometimes, where it's like that changes. It's just like there's, you know, we're ever evolving. And so some things have grown, but...
We're watching. And also... We're evolving quickly right now because technology has just put everything on fucking steroids.
Yeah.
So it's like, just like you're saying with the DMs, like, you know, guys are just messaging you being like, I want to fuck. And it's like, wait a minute. How did we get here? You know, like you liked my picture of me on stage.
Yeah.
That was
so
an invitation
funny.
To just be like, so we fucking?
That's so funny.
It's so ridiculous. I got to talk about the Patriots.
Of course.
I have to glow. I'm not going to gloat because I do understand.
No, it's the day after the Super Bowl.
I
Let's
am
set it up.
So happy right now. Like,
I mean, I grew up in, you know, in the Chicagoland area during the Bulls. Mm-hmm. I understand. That was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
But I feel like collectively the country didn't hate the Bulls.
No.
People really hate the Patriots.
And I did get a lot of Twitter and Snapchat replies being like, you're the only person I can stand on Twitter right now that's from Boston. And I was like, I take that as a very nice compliment because
I mean,
we've
that's
become,
your kind of, you're the best of the bros.
I try my best. I'd like to be there.
You're the nicest of the douche lords.
Yeah. I'm their representative. I'm like an ambassador. So, and from douche lord, Ambassador Freed is here.
What Dragon was trying to say.
Yeah. So his DM, listen, he's saying it nice though. Like me defending. But I'm saying I did appreciate that because I can, let me just say, I understand why people hate Boston people. We have gotten out of control. And I think that fan from Boston that everyone hates exists in every town. Like that monster exists in every town. But the Boston one is just, because it's a very...
Well, because I think Cubs fans are very annoying.
Cubs fans are annoying, but no one
hates them either. It's just like I think the Patriots are the most hated sports team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Of everything. And that's including Native Americans that are pissed about Redskin stuff. Like, I yeah. bet they would hate the Patriots
even,
more.
Even Native Americans are like...
They're like, we'll wear Oahu. It's fine.
But I'm saying, I do get it because Boston in general is a very like...
And this is what I wore.
You wore a sports jersey, a sports jersey dress of some sort. I thank you for bringing that up on a radio show. very visual. But I'm saying Boston is like, it's up in the corner. We think we're the underdog in everything. We're loud and annoying, and I get it. And we have become unbearable. Like we are right now, we're the aunt on Facebook that posts about everything and thinks that like the world is ending and everything is about us. And I do get that. What I will say is I love Tom Brady. Like, I love him. Let me admit, because I just think that last night's game is the epitome of what he is and why I do look up to him. Like, if you think of his career, goes to Michigan, has to fight for time his whole time. He wasn't like a highly touted recruit. Goes to Michigan, has to fight Drew Henson for 2 years to split time at starting quarterback. Then goes in the draft, sixth round pick. He's kept on the roster as the fourth string quarterback as his rookie. Fights. And now he's like married to a supermodel Giselle. Like I posted the picture on Instagram of him without a shirt on from his rookie year. And he's like a little child. And you're just like, I think last night's game, which was like a fucking amazing because... They should. There's if they play that 10 times, they lose 9 times. Like it's everything had to go right.
That's why sports is the best. Why it's like so exciting, and that's why people that are like, I don't like sports are annoying, because when it comes down to these moments, it's really exhilarating.
And the thing about last night,
or heartbreaking,
it's a lot of feelings. And last night, the one thing and people will talk about the game that are better experts. I'm not an expert at all in any of this, but the one thing about Brady is like his whole life has been just. When I used to work selling life insurance, they call it head trash. So it's the stuff that gets in your head that doesn't matter, but that keep you hung up on doing the actual work. We get it with comedy all the time where you're like, I haven't gotten this or I haven't done this. And it's like, yeah, just go do an open mic, write a new joke. And it's like all this head trash gets in your way of like the ultimate goal. And Tom Brady, that he's like the lesson. He's the embodiment of, yeah, you have all this head trash. He could have not tried, like just been like, the game's over, 28-3. Done. And he's just like, no, keep going. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, is there a chance here?
It never even appeared like they had the thought of like, this might be over. It just seemed like, fuck,
next set of downs. And it's like, that's his whole life though. There's so many times where he's like, yeah, I'm a sixth round pick. I should just
do this whole thing about how he's just like had to struggle so hard.
I know. Well, this is the thing. You can look back, hindsight's 2020, and just be like, well, look, he got drafted on the Patriots. He has a great coach. He's got this and that.
No, athletes work hard. I mean, I feel like he's probably a dummy in most things in life. I bet he's a nightmare to speak with, to be around.
Okay.
I would never want to be at a dinner with him.
I
don't even know his children's names, and I know lots of celebrities' kids' names.
Okay, so this is upsetting. I agree with you.
Like they posted his and Giselle's diet, and I was like sickened by them.
The diet's tough.
I really have no compassion, and I just don't have any sort of positive feelings towards
him. But
I'm not going to deny that he's good at what he does.
Absolutely. I'm taking one thing about his life that he's done a million different times, like so many different instances of being like, yeah, you're okay. And then he's just like blocked out that emotional thing where you're like, yeah, I guess I'm just okay. And
I mean, that's like, the hard balance in life. And with comedy, I think is like, the whole thing is like, you have to just fail a bunch and just keep going. And you have to believe in yourself. But then you see these lunatics where you're like, you got to stop.
Yes.
And so it's just so interesting to like,
but this is
you
the
know,
thing.
It's like a wild
I hear
thing.
What you're saying. Like, I don't like to idolize athletes, but I'm taking, because I like.
No, I think you should.
I'm idolizing this one trait that he has.
yeah. is that someone at every point has been like, yeah, you're fucked. and he has ignored that and just kept doing the job.
Yes.
And it's like, that is like a life lesson to me 100 times over. And you know, I get in this weird, because I feel like I protect Brady because I'm irrational about him because it's now my childhood. Like, I was at the Snow Bowl game, which people from New England call it the Snow Bowl game. Other people call it the Tuck Rule game, where he fumbled and against the Raiders. And then they call it back.
Another day.
Another day. You call it another day. I was at that game. Like, I was, I've been to the Super Bowl a couple times when, you know, like, I feel like it's weird to have someone that would walk by me in the street and maybe spit on me. But that I'm like, I just look to you for a little bit of inspiration. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, I think anyone that works hard and achieves shit and like is able to come up from losing 28-0. Yeah. I get it.
What a game. And it's just
disappointing. I mean, it was honestly just like, I felt like we just everyone wanted Atlanta.
I know.
I mean, it was like, everyone.
I watched the game, 8 minutes left. I'm texting with my like family. My dad at halftime was like, going to bed. Like, he was like, I'm out. And then 8 minutes left, he's like, I'm back. And I was like, okay. And I'm at the Olive Tree, which is the restaurant above the cellar. And the game ends, and I'm like up cheering. Alone.
No friends. You had not friends. A friend.
Not one friend. I'm going around the room high-fiving the air. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm high-fiving the air around the restaurant. No one would high-five me, and I am so fucking happy. And it's just like, and I mean, then I start getting snaps and tweets. Man, Samp.
Yeah.
Fucking, we guessed the score of the game. Can we play it right now? Is there a way you could edit it in, or is that a pain in the ass?
I'll find it. Hold on.
What if you is can, it?
Man, so Chris guessed the score and said it would go into overtime.
Wow.
He goes, it's going to be 28-28, and they're going to go into overtime, I think.
Like, how'd you know?
What was your read on this?
I don't know. I mean, the overtime thing is like insane that I even said that out loud. But the 28-28, I just felt like both, you know, two good offenses, you know, maybe a points off turnovers, which happened with the Falcons. I don't know. It just felt like that.
I did play football for a year.
Yes.
And the one thing that I remember that was like the worst thing you could do is be offsides or like twitch before the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So before it's just disgusting to see professional. It's like missing a free throw in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, this is where you're supposed to not fuck up.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing that like one twitch of a thing. I remember when Bears were in a few years ago and like the long haired guy, like all he had to do was not stop the clock and that motherfucker went out of bounds. And it was like, you are the reason this happened. And it's like, ugh.
Any given Sunday, Al Pacino, game of inches. It's crazy. And I said this last week about the Patriots, and then we're going to get in the emails, JTrain podcast.
And I want to talk about Gaga. I mean,
we have to talk about a lot of shit. But I also want to hear about
your
cruise.
We'll do Gaga news. We can do all that in the
news. Let's do Gaga news, but we got to get to Lisa's cruise. She went on a rock star cruise, which is like insanity.
I still have the bracelet on. Sorry, I'm doing visuals.
It's okay. No, you explained it. I will say, being a Patriots fan is like having a son that's an Olympian. Because people come up to you and congratulate me. Like, I didn't do shit. I'm just more, I can't believe this run is happening. It's exciting and fun.
No, it's
I can't explain it, but I'm here and I know it's going to end.
It's not a crazy, it's like, if someone knows you love, that's like what I think about. Because if anything with Indiana, I automatically Megan Gailey, I'm messaging her.
Yes.
For me, I get a lot of Simpsons things are sent to me, a lot of Miley news.
It's nice.
It's totally nice that you find out about stuff. So, yeah.
But it just feel like I think like I just look at it, I'm like, I can't believe it. Like I wish more Patriots fans were just like a little bit more aghast than fuck yeah, Brady. And it's like, okay,
relax. Oh, this is my one Boston thing. I was in Boston a couple years ago and it was feeling good. I just filmed my half hour. I was in a fun outfit and it was like gay time too. So Sabrina was there with me and we were gonna meet her friends and do gay things.
Sabrina Jalise is a fantastic comic. She's been on this podcast. She's great.
Yeah, she's the fucking best. She gets her wife at home massages. I told you this. We're gonna do at home massages when I'm in LA this week. Yeah. But anyways,
that's a new porn category that I'm gonna start looking up. Lesbians getting massages.
I mean, the life I get to live with her and her wife, anyone would want to see.
Yeah.
But I lost my train of thought completely. So
you were in Boston, cute dress.
Oh, so we were waiting. It was a jumpsuit, and we were waiting to get into a bar, and two separate women grabbed me by my shoulders and moved me over to get past me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was two separate times, and it was just like, and I stepped on a dying rat, and it was all like...
Very Boston moment.
It was just, but the crowds were great, you know?
Yeah, they're a fun comedy town, but yeah, like The Fighter, is that the movie with Christian Bale?
Yeah.
And then they have that scene with all the women from like the Boston Southie women. And it's like, yeah, those exist. That's not a cartoon at all. That's just the regular, like they're like all yelling and screaming. You're like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, and that's a town like DC where these fuckers get drunk so early. It is 11 o'clock and they are
because
stumbling.
Bars close, Boston and DC, they close at like irrational times, like 1:15.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, it closes at 2. And I'm like, then why are you packing up? It's 1 o'clock, you know, like we have a whole hour here. That's why, you know, New York City, I mean, it's a alcoholic
and
dream.
Chicago.
Chicago,
don't
I say
ever.
It. I
and
say
New
it.
Orleans, but
Chicago's my
best.
Favorite city.
Yeah.
I mean, I also, my favorite bar in the world is the one that makes everyone roll their eyes, the Hangy
Uppy.
Yeah,
you are a nightmare. Yeah. You're a nightmare.
As ambassador to Doucheville, I need to let people know that this is a good bar.
Here, I have the clip, actually.
Here's the clip.
This is us talking about the predictions.
I think it's going to be like 37-20.
That was Anthony DeVito.
37-20? Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to... I want it to be closer, but...
Out of his, I mean, Anthony didn't even know the Super Bowl.
I think you could be looking at an overtime game. I'd like to see it end like 28-28. I'm in a box pool. I have 8-8, so that'd be nice.
You heard
Hold
it
on,
first.
Stop it right here. I mean, you got to get more attention for this.
I mean, this is crazy that you said 28-28, and then explain the box pool... didn't win the money.
No, it's even worse. So my dad, so you know, like the Super Bowl box pools where you could buy a box.
Oh yeah, no, I did it. It was not that exciting.
They're always frustrating. But anyway, so I had it. So I said it on the show. I had 8-8. My dad's running it. And my uncle and my dad have been arguing for years about the fact that it should be quarters and not final score.
So what you're saying is at the end of every quarter, they take the scores and then it's the last number in the score put together, right?
Exactly.
And so if you have 8-8, 28-28, you win the box. But since it was end of the final score box and not fourth quarter box, they now push it to the overtime.
Right, which screwed me because I would have won $1,000 because it ended 28-28 in the fourth quarter.
Your dad and your uncle are not good.
Monsters.
They're
both given
frustrated. You the money.
I know. Well, it's my dad, really. But
who
yeah.
won the money?
My cousin, actually, which has really pissed me off.
Oh, so you have to like look at this person. It's not even like a stranger.
No, I know.
We were all like... I put in $5, but then I paid for someone, and I just got $10 back. I'm like, this sucks, you know? Like, I won, but it meant nothing to me.
I don't think you did a pool.
No, it was like I don't think enough people played. But we were there for Gaga, so let's say... So
what did you think of the halftime?
There were guys there.
Okay.
But... I really couldn't care less. The food was amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone really stepped it up in the food game.
Well, I hung with the Betches for the Super Bowl and did their post Super
What do
Bowl.
They have, sushi and veggie sticks?
No, they had good food. Pizza, okay. Mott sticks.
But after we
wings,
all ate and everyone left, me and my girlfriend then ordered 2 Domino's pizzas to the house. And that's what really brought us over the edge. I mean, this morning was so hard. But
yeah,
there
tough
was,
morning.
So many chips. I mean, it was like the food.
What did
but
you
anyway,
think of
so
the halftime show?
That was the rule, no talking during halftime. I thought she was amazing. I think she crushes it every fucking live performance.
Yeah.
Looked amazing. I mean, when she was crouching on the piano, singing, it was all live, jumping, fucking doing flips in the air. Her body looked incredible. She's been training for this for 6 months.
She looked
She built
great.
A barn to fucking do this.
Really?
Because you need to practice in such a big space. And every fucking dancer, I mean, that is like so much work. It was perfect.
Well, it seems like
And the songs flowed so well together. And
everyone agrees it was amazing.
Yes.
Like the reviews are coming in. There's even my dad was like texted after the he was like bedtime and then he just writes Gaga was amazing. And it's like this is the Super Bowl halftime show has to be a performer and she is that. In every sense.
It was also nice. I liked it. I think it put everybody at ease because there was probably some people who were like, oh, what's she going to do?
Yeah,
some political.
Yeah.
But she was just like, we're here to make everybody feel good, you know?
But I think, you know, Born This Way is about, it's like gay. I mean,
it's
she's
a message.
Gay.
There's a message in it.
But her outfits were amazing. The different changes, it was flawless. I mean, the jumps, it was really just, I can't wait to see her live. I think I might buy tickets to multiple cities.
You're going to tour with her.
I think I want to try to see it in LA, Chicago, New York. I think I'm going to try to do it all.
This is a great idea. I'm a Gaga fan. I mean,
because I want to see it with every. I want to see it with everyone.
You want to see the people react.
I want to take my niece. I want to go with Sabrina and Sean on the West Coast. I want to go with Julia and Mateo here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna buy 4 tickets, and then a lucky person will see.
Hope. Maybe you'll give it away to a fan on the. Well,
absolutely
team.
Not. I mean, would I tell all my friends?
Yeah.
When I tell all my friends, I'm like, let's do this, but unless I find my a love, I'm like, unless I find my husband, then you're out.
So maybe
I'm like Palm Springs for my 30th, unless you're out.
Yeah, unless, unless I'm in love. Yeah,
yeah, then you're out of there.
Listen, this is great. Lisa,
oh, yeah, so we
gotta
go to. Okay.
No, keep
we're going to emails.
We're gonna go to emails.
It seemed like you were about to kick me off, and
no,
I got.
No, no, we're
horrified.
Going to emails. So we're gonna do one sponsor, then we're gonna go to emails. Valentine's Day is coming up.
She's just good, and the thing is, my biggest pet peeve is when musicians talk.
Yes.
And so I'm glad there was no talking, no filler, no moments.
She is a musician and a performer at every turn.
Yeah.
Even when she walks a red carpet, she's performing. Like, that's she's great. I think that's like, I mean, that's an understatement, obviously. But, like, I just like that she is just always on point, like, doing, like, working, has an idea what she's going to do. Like, it just shows, like, when I'm lazy at something, oh, yeah, it fucking looks lazy.
And you know what? You know, Art Pop didn't do that well, and I feel like a lot of people abandoned her, and they were like, fuck that, and then she, you know, she gained some weight, probably had a drug problem. Like, all of this happened, and I think people were like, whatever, and that bitch is just like, fuck all of you. I'm going to win a Golden Globe. I'm going to act, and then I'm going to come back with this amazing album, crush it live. Look, I think she's just, like, happy.
But the thing
it's
is,
amazing.
The thing that bothers me is that now I saw something, like a news item that was like, body shamers attack Gaga. First of all, who's listening to these animals? Like, who's even, why are we even?
You are giving it attention. South Park's this season, what is it, 2022? Whatever
this season was. Amazing.
It talks about, it shows online trolling and Twitter culture and just like internet life so well where it's embarrassing. I mute people now. Of course you fight once in a while. We're all human. But
of
like,
course.
I just mute everyone now. It's a blessing. It's like, we are making the problem. Like,
well,
why are we legitimizing people talking shit about her instead of talking about how great she did?
That's what I'm saying.
What is wrong with you?
What were their 10? These people with 2 followers and no face? That's who we're reporting on? Like, that's what bothers me the most. Like, it's like, and Twitter went crazy with body shit. No. 10 fucking ugly assholes said something shitty. That's not a news report.
And this is the conversation where it's just like, all these women, famous women, all these people that have to do interviews are saying, we're done talking about this. Stop it. Can you just fucking move on? We're over it. And they won't listen to us. And it's just like, just stop.
I don't know why
stop
it's a
asking
report.
These questions.
It's crazy. So,
well, it's an easy question.
It's an easy
That's
thing.
Why. Sloppy
you see,
on their part.
The word fat and shaming is a clickable
thing. We're just talking about women or what you're wearing. All of that. It's just like, I feel like women now for years have been saying, can you stop?
Yeah.
To asking us what it's like to be a mother. They're promoting a like what it's like to be a woman. And can you just stop? Yeah, just stop.
Were
Why
you
are
awkward in high
stopping?
School? Who wasn't awkward in high school? Like, stop with that question. Listen, we're going to go to the emails. Before that, Valentine's Day is coming up, okay? Listen, people, you got fucking Lisa's show for $10 in LA. If you're in the greater Los Angeles area, you should go to that show. You're going to be loving it, and you're going to have a great time. Also, you can be a hero this Valentine's Day and save 20% off when you order early. Free delivery on weekdays when you register at Books.com, FarmFresh, Books.com, that's Bouqs.com, offers 20% off your order. JTrain is the code. So listen, I've gotten a lot of snaps of people taking pictures of the website as they're doing it. You, if you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you have a mom or a dad that could slip you a $100 bill when next time you're home because you spent $40 on a flower arrangement, and then they're going to be surprised and happy. So you have someone to get this for. You might as well take up this offer and use the deal. Even if you put it on your parents' credit card, they will still appreciate it. You know, they will still be like, oh my God, my son or daughter thought of me. And usually, and listen, if you're in college right now, you haven't thought about your parents once. You're too busy getting drunk, and then on Tuesday you feel depressed. You're like, maybe I should call my dad or mom. This is one of those moments where you're like, get it in, have it done, and you're good. If you got a boyfriend, girlfriend, these flowers go directly to them, and they're fresh, beautiful, simple on the website. It's a great gift, convenient, happiness guaranteed. They're responsible. They're done. They do this right.
I love
right.
sending flowers.
Sending flowers.
I did it last week.
Is the fucking best. And people love getting shit in the mail. They love, you have a package, sir. Me? little old J-Train? has a package? You know, I feel like someone has put the thought and effort. So you go to BOUQS.com, Books.com, promo code JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN, Books.com, promo code JTRAIN, 20% off. Go right now. This is a great email. I'm so excited about this email for Lisa. It is JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com, JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com.
What's the deal with the JTRAIN? What do you get?
20% off.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good from a website that has $40 arrangements, so that takes it down even more,
right?
Oh,
that's so cheap.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
I just spent $130, I think.
Should have used the promo code JTRAIN.
I know, I didn't know.
Shitting sorority.
Okay.
Dear Yahweh, I come to you from a house riddled with bottles and cans after one of the greatest Super Bowl games ever. After waking up the next day and having a ritual morning brew and piss in honor of the poon slayed the night before, I noticed that someone took a hot steaming pile of shit in our washer. Washer? like where you put the clothes?
I love it. I mean, what's the question? I'm
now,
sure
the
you
only
deserved it.
The only common denominator when we have these shitsidents, it's a great word, is when we mix with this one sorority. This is the third time we have mixed with the sorority and there's shit somewhere in the house. It's like playing hide and go seek dookie. Before it was during my pledging, the sorority Hershey squirted all over the shower. Yours truly had to clean it up. And a year later, they shit in the same shower. Oh, wise one, do we just let these fine babes keep hiding hot fudge sundaes all over the house and look the other way? Or do we... say no more mud monkeys and not mix with them until they're
prank
digested.
Back.
Prank back, right?
But no, don't shit. Don't make girls clean up boy shits. But
these are fine, delicate female shits.
No, they're not. I mean, no, it's disgusting.
How
but
funny!
I love
it.
Pranks. I love it.
I love that these girls though.
I wonder if it's one girl. I wonder if they have meetings. I wonder if if you do the most charity work, you get to pick who does it. I wonder what's going on.
And here's what this prank says to me about this sorority. They are really friends. Because one of them had to be like, let's take a dump in this fucking house. And all of them had to be like comfortable enough with each other to be like, yes, we need it. Who's doing it this time? Like, this is great.
They're fun.
This is amazing. I mean... I respect them.
But I wonder if it's one girl doing it secretly or if it's a planned thing. Like,
I hope it's planned.
I hope it's planned. I hope it's real. Because I don't want them pranking them if...
Shitting in the washing machine is ridiculous. Because that's the shit that keeps giving shit. Because now, how do you clean...
You're going to throw that washing machine.
I think they should do... you know, those fake almonds or nuts, and you open it and snakes come out.
that is not equivalent to a dump in the shower.
No, they should do booby traps in all the places you can shit in, and then see what happens.
It's kind of like when you have the money that has the blue paint on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, then it sprays all over them. You need to start putting the blue paint in your washing machine. I don't know what they. You got to keep hanging with the sorority because I think they're cool. I think they're fun. And hilarious, and it does. I love when I meet a group of people and I'm like, they are friends, you know, they have their own thing going on. Something like this tells me that this sorority is a fun hang. To nominate a shitter is great, but how do you get back at them? You can't be too loud about this, because the thing that will ruin this whole thing is you being placing the label on
maybe
the sorority as the shitting sorority.
Maybe you should just go to, when you're at their house, leave a fake shit somewhere.
A fake one.
Like a fake plastic turd you'd buy at a Party City store. And then see with a note being like, we know. I don't know.
We know.
Do a kind of ransom style note, scream tactic. I don't know.
The next time it's real. You know,
the poop emoji or something.
Yeah.
You
know. I think what you do is you got to have one dude date a girl in this house. And then he has to infiltrate to find out what's going on. Because the girl will be like, yeah, we have been taking a shit in your house. We think it's funny because you guys freak out. I think it would come out in that way. But I do like your idea of play the cat and mouse game with this. I think this could get you a lot of dudes in this fraternity hooking
up. It could
lead
to water guns.
Water. But I'm saying, I think that just the idea that they could there's a fun to this. that they could play along, like with the fake shit being like, we know what you did last summer.
Ooh, you can leave a roll of toilet paper or TP the house also.
Yeah. And then just
with a fake turd.
With a fake turd, and then just a sign on their lawn that says, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And it's just like, that is a fun thing that brings this sorority closer to you, because the shit, fine, whatever. There's somebody shitting. But you want to get close to the sorority, and now everyone's hooking up. Like, now everyone's like on in on this joke, and you guys open up to each other in a way that you never would have opened up to each other before.
Yeah.
Before, you guys were like, what's your major? What are you, where are you from? Now you're like, yo, who's shitting in the house? That's a different, more fun conversation. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. What do we think? Drunken declarations.
Let's hear it.
Feather, 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 etc. A while ago, I was at a party and drunkenly declared my love for a recently single girl who I'd been crushing on for a while to all her friends and teammates. She's a solid 897, face, body, personality.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm an OKP.
I know, you're OKP. I'm just going to remind maybe a new listener. And slightly out of my league.
It was so funny because I know a girl that's about to be a guest on here.
Okay.
And so we were talking about the podcast yesterday. And she was like, isn't there like a rating system? And me and Tommy Mac were like, personality's in it.
Yeah, there we go.
But it was funny.
Isn't there a rating
system? Just defending.
Girls or guys can use it.
I know.
The girls write in with it. Slightly out of my league. I was planning on making a move on this girl while I was in a more sound mindset later on down the road. And she's recently become single. But after this, I wasn't sure what to do. The girl and I are both athletes at our college. And I've had a few classes with her throughout the last 2 years and developed a pretty significant crush on her. I declared my love for her a few months ago and nothing ever came from it because the parties died down around finals week and we're both busy with our respective sports. This spring semester, however, I don't have any class with her and haven't seen her out at parties at bars yet. Now a couple of her friends who I'm also friends with have hit me up the last 2 weekends telling me to come party with them, and as an incentive they always tell me that this girl will be at the party they're at. Different circumstances have kept me from being able to party with them, so I haven't had the chance.
Yeah, I mean, get to the point, you're boring, that's why no one wants to date you.
Been listening for 2 of the 3 months now and don't miss an episode, thank you. It doesn't sound boring to me listening to this podcast.
Yeah, Lisa won't be here.
As an added bonus, I'll even include a hypothetical. Okay, well, let's get to the...
It's a lesson. I mean, this is, like, not a good way to send a question.
Well, yeah, this is a little bit shorter, but I like the question, though.
Yeah, of course.
What do you think about the guy who said he's admitted his love?
But it was, everyone was drunk? Like, did she remember? Like, what happened?
But he admitted his love at a drunk party, but now they haven't hooked up. He's got a crush on her, but the friends of this girl have been like, come over, so-and-so is here.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think, like...
Stop making excuses and go to a party.
I mean,
just, like, go to a place where you're going to see her. Might as well try again.
Chicks talk. I promise you this girl has found out that you have a crush on her. There's no way that you say that drunkenly at a party and the friends are now... And that didn't get back to her. So it's a good sign that the friends are being like, so-and-so is here. But this is back to what Lisa and I were talking about way at the beginning of this episode. Be a fucking man and don't drive. Right now, the longer you take to go hang out at a party and
she's
man
gonna
up.
She's going to meet someone else.
And she's drying up at the thought of you being like, well, I don't know if I should show up or not. Like, no. Show up. Be like, hey, what's happening? And swing that dick around.
Yeah, all these weird circumstances of not going to the hangs. Like, what did you do?
Well, these are you thinking yourself out of a hookup.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is the word has got back.
Friends would never invite a creep. There would never, and there would never be like, oh, my friend hates this dude.
Yeah.
He confessed his love and she's creeped out, but I'm going to keep inviting him to the get together.
What kind of a monster friend is that?
That's not real friendship.
No, that's a girl.
Jawbreaker style.
Yes, jawbreaker. That's a girl shitting in your washing machine. Okay, that's a prank. So you're either a prank being invited, which is very unlikely, or they're trying to get you guys together, and every time that you don't take that bait is her being like, maybe he's not enough of an animal to eat the bait.
Yeah.
Right? You absolutely know, like, that's the thought that's going in her mind. So, of course, she's not going to reach out to you. Fucking man up and go to these parties and also invite them. Make a party of your own. Don't just be the, you know, well, I'm just waiting for the pigeon to come with my invitation. No, fucking have your own shit going on. He writes, would you rather take $20,000 from someone for doing nothing or take a chance at getting $200,000 if you can guess a number they're thinking of between 1 and 5?
20 grand.
$20,000.
Enough for me.
Done. Right?
I don't know. I went by too fast.
One in five. So if I'm like, I'm thinking of another between one and five.
Yeah.
If you can guess it, I'll give you 200 grand. If not, or here's 20 grand.
Oh, well, I'll just take the 20 grand.
The 20 grand. Take it and go.
Right.
That 200 sounds pretty. I'm a betting man.
I'm not. I want $20,000.
I want the 20 grand.
I'm imagining front row seats at the Lady Gaga concert.
You're now on at all the tour dates.
you got a bus or something.
Yeah, you just went from big cities to like, I'm in Birmingham. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Lisa Traeger at Glitter Cheese. She's going to be in LA at Nerd Melt, a great theater, very fun comedy room. She's going to be there.
It's
doing
only fun if it's filled. It's very depressing if it's not. Please
it,
come see
it. I've
me.
Never seen it before. I just know it from like every
podcast.
Well,
it's podcast. Cool because it's a comic book store and there's a lot of fun toys and comic books in the front, and then it's at the back showroom. But it's cool. I enjoy it up there a lot. I picked it, so yeah, it's good.
It's cool. It's like a cool venue, though. You hear about every comic is there at some point.
Yeah. Morgan Murphy did her special there.
She's so funny.
She is.
She's so fucking funny.
When she followed me on Twitter, that was someone I got a little excited about.
That was like a ball tickle.
Yeah, that felt, it was great.
Friend has trust issues. Justified? JTrain, love the podcast. I share it with friends all the time. Consider your nuts feathered. I do. Now down to the real business. My bro has a girlfriend who he likes a decent amount.
But you know
amount.
What's crazy? It's all hilarious. Your all the listeners are so nice, but anytime they're at a comedy show that we're both on, they're the people I fight with. They're
you
always the people I attack them.
You attack them.
I attack them.
Well, it's
and then you're like, those are my JTrain people. I'm like, oh, man, but well, I'm always attacking.
They're always happy to be there. They're happy to see you. But what the JTrain podcast fans wear with you, it's like a red cape in front of a bull.
Yeah.
Because you see the sweater with a button down underneath and a couple of boat shoes, and you're like, I need to yell at this person. And it happens every time.
Oppressor!
Got him. And they're there taking it and having fun with it and laughing at it. But it is funny. It is like a bull with a red cape. And like,
they're always in the front.
Always
they're always
in the front.
Enthusiastic, and it just sickens me
it's
for some reason.
So happy to be there. And with like a girl sometimes, a lot of times. And they're like, yo, JTrain! And you come up, they're like, okay, P! And it's like, I need to tear apart your whole look. And I'm like, that's definitely JTrain people. You know?
That's so great, and they always are.
He writes, this is a funny sentence that's very JTrain podcast-ish. My bro has a girlfriend who he likes a decent amount. she's decent. Decent best.
You ever, can you do imagine ever say if that she heard him? That?
It's his friend, so it's not like it's the guy.
I know, but can you imagine if she overheard like her boyfriend be like, yeah, it's decent. Like, it was just like, what are you doing?
Did people ever say decent best around you?
No, that's not a saying.
Oh, people used to say that all the time. Oh, I knew a bunch of people. Yo, she's decent best. And it's like, that is such a fucking hilarious way. Yeah, pretty decent. But he gets a weird vibe from her. She hasn't cheated that he knows of, but she behaves weird around him if she snaps other guys. He definitely has trust issues from other failed relationships and says he is getting a similar vibe from her. Should he end things and move on, or should he just stick it out? He is a recent post grad who can pull, but is more of a steady relationship guy. So she's getting weird anytime.
Just communicate. Just be a grown up. It's just like, I don't know. I mean,
I
give all this advice, but it's obviously hard to do. We're humans and we have problems and insecurities. So I get it. But it's just this thing of like, do you want to be in a relationship with someone you think is decent and you don't really like and you're suspicious of them and you don't trust that? It's just like, what are you doing?
Well, I'll say this. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not saying that she's cheating, but anytime... I'll say this right
now.
Well,
we were just told at the top of the show that anytime there's interaction on the internet,
someone's trying to fuck.
So if this bitch is snapping
and gets weird, I had this happen this weekend.
Snapping is for naked.
My Snapchat might as well be a fucking forest full of poops and random, you know, messages, and it's crazy. But also, I was with a girl, and she was like, you get a lot of snaps because I get more than if someone doesn't do this. So, and I immediately was like, yeah. And I was like, they're just random people. When I know like half of them I recognize from some place in life, and I got a little weird. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting weird because I'm a liar right now. You know, so
you didn't want to tell her about the poops.
the poops, but then there were also some chicks on there that I've been going
sure,
back and
forth
with.
Sure, but if you just showed her one poop, she would never want to see a snap again.
Of course, but then it's like this: we're playing Russian roulette. So it's like I'm either going to pull up a poop one or I'm going to pull up a...
Oh, you don't know before.
No,
I forgot.
I'm pulling up like a chick that's being like, you know, that I've been going back and forth with for months.
But so, the combos disappear. That's
they
the
disappear,
whole point
but, like,
about Snapchat.
But she's looking at it being like... Do you want to? She was like, "Oh, press a random one," and I was like,
"Yeah, but don't you feel like if it was listeners and you were like, "Yeah, let's look," and then it was like a chick sending something, you could be like, "Yeah, that's crazy. I just keep getting these and just go through them." Like, I wonder if that's.
I could, but then there's other people that are not just like now. There's like girls on there that have become people that I go back and forth with.
Yes, but so, there's no evidence because the past conversations have disappeared. So the snap you're getting is a new... Unless she's wearing your shirt. And like,
my jersey, my Letterman's jacket.
If she's in your apartment naked, I guess.
I'm just saying that I know where this... Like, this girl, like, the most... Listen, the most trusting relationships are if you can just give your phone to your girlfriend or boyfriend and be cool with it. That means you're in a good relationship. If you can just... Say to your girlfriend or boyfriend, here's my phone. You take it for the day. I'll take yours for the day. Then you guys are cool. But if you can't do that.
That's the new engagement ring.
That's the new engagement ring. That is the new. If you
trademark,
if
tweet it.
There it is. But I'm saying if you can. Everybody should do this before they get engaged.
Yeah, name it the podcast.
There it is. That's the podcast name. But everyone should do that. Give your girl. If you're thinking about marrying your girlfriend, you say to her, listen, I want to trade phones for one day. And see how she reacts. She'll be like, why?
No, yeah, be like, I listen to this podcast.
Yeah, and he's talking about trust. And if you can just give me your phone and I can give you my phone, then we're cool. But if someone's like, I'm not doing that, like, well, why? And it's like, because what are you going to do with my phone? It's like, I don't know, nothing. Yeah. These are the times we live in, people. If it's you're two so years hard. In, and it's like, that... Me even
but
saying that is
like
scary for somebody. If someone's listening with their girlfriend right now, they're like, J-Train, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you just ruined somebody's day.
Somebody's getting broken up, but maybe I did you the biggest favor of your life, and now you're out of a bad relationship.
Yes, it's just like not fair to the other parties if people are lying to them. It's like, what are you? You clearly don't like this person.
But you have to lie at the beginning of the relationship. So like, let's see. If these two have been together for 2 months, yes, she's still waning herself off of these other guys to see if you're better than decent.
Yeah.
So I get that you got to give people time.
Yeah.
We can't just be honest right away.
He also said the friend said that he got cheated on. So
yeah,
he's a little wary
to
begin with.
He's bringing past shit with him, baggage. But like, give this girl a chance to shed herself of all these penises.
But also,
and the guys too.
Just settle into a relationship just because you don't like being single.
I agree with that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Listen, this is my favorite. We came up with a game for the sponsor last episode, and someone tweeted at me that they loved the game. So,
do I get to play?
You can play it. I mean, you got to find a guy. So, this is over Valentine's Day.
I thought it was like a game right now. Okay, go.
So, for Valentine's Day, it's adamandeve.com. So, this is like a sex shop.
Yeah.
But it's an online sex shop. So you don't have to go in there and like look at the fucking counter person and be like, here's my butt plug, sir. Like, you, this is a secretive thing that you can do on your own. But if you're in a relationship, you both should have a, what do we call it? A secret Santa, secret sex swap?
I don't even remember, honestly.
See, it was like a secret sex swap. We did it on the last episode where you and your girlfriend, you both go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN. So you go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code JTRAIN, and you get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy, a free DVD, and free shipping. So both you and your girlfriend go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code JTRAIN, you get that great deal, and you buy something for the other person to use. So now you're getting a little weird, because you're just allowing each other to like be in this weird safe zone, and then you do the Secret Santa switch on Valentine's Day.
And now, then you hope you're not creeped out by the toy.
Yes. And if you're creeped out, maybe this relationship needs to end.
Yeah. You give each other your phones back.
You just hope it's not like a leather gimp mask.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, where did this come from? But I mean,
Saran wrap.
Don't judge. We don't want to judge.
I'm not judging.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just thinking of all the weird things. Well, because the porn site I love does, they have like a university channel.
What's a university channel?
So they like teach creepy things. Like they just teach about all the
really?
Weird things.
Really? What are you on kink.com?
Yeah, of course.
How did you know? Oh my God. It got a little weird in here. I gotta say.
But some of it's weird.
What's the weirdest one?
Like horse things where like you dress like you're like a horse,
and they're teaching
and you get like
them?
A tail. Yeah, they like
get
teach
a tail.
You. There's like a dollification one that's pretty creepy. I don't remember any of the other creepy
ones. Oh, and you
ones.
Pay for your subscription.
Of course.
Of course. Everyone at home is like, what?
I just feel like it's, I mean, there's enough problems in the world, you know, like immigrant families are being torn apart and stuff. Mm. But I do think that like there should be a trend for paying for porn or like.
Yeah, it's like Netflix.
Amazon wishlist stuff.
Netflix and paying for porn. It's all these things that.
I understand going on Pornhub, but then it's just like, just. Buy something from their site. Like, what are you doing?
Do something for these people.
So disrespectful.
It's also like they're working. You're also coming for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like, and it's like, I wrote about this with the Netflix password. It's like, you're living Netflix confidence when you can't even afford $8 a month.
Yeah.
You know, so how confident should you be?
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this one. This is a lady listener.
Oh, would you like to hit the music? Here we go.
Do you love Adriana Chechik?
Yeah.
Do you know that she won the AVN?
I didn't know that, no.
She won the female performer of the year. She's just like one of the hottest porn stars ever.
Adriana Chechik?
Yeah, but then she also won this digital playground thing, and she put a gangbang on her Snapchat, and it was pretty fun.
Wow.
Now I am Googling.
But she's like so pretty. She's so hot and she's filthy.
And she's on Twitter?
She's on Twitter. I follow her on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I love her. She's
like
my favorite.
Supermodel hot.
Yeah. And she's so fun and she's just like a crazy whore. Like she loves her life. Like I feel like changed my life, to be honest.
I mean,
I love her so much.
That's crazy. Like what makes her be like, yeah, I'm going to just be the richest porn star? Like, I guess.
She just loves it. I mean, Dahlia Sky, one of my other favorites, she put this photo of her like getting fucked in the middle of a college party or like in high school. And it was like this TBT. And it was like, yeah, I guess you've just been like fine with fucking in public. You just have to not care about it.
You have to just get over it.
It just has to not be a thing. Because James Dean, who, you know, might be a rapist, but. Yeah.
I'm looking at her licking a butthole, and
he said, like, when he decided he wanted to be a porn star, he just started fucking in public constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what got it out of his system to just be like, I'm doing.
No, I think it never was a thing. I think it's like I watch the interviews before and after too. Like, I want to make sure I'm watching the girls and guys that are like into it.
You want this to be their choice, not something they have.
Yeah,
to
I want them to just be filthy whores. Like, yeah. I want them to be happy, rich whores. And that makes me happier.
On that note, this girl has been, this girl has been talking.
I just want to say there's one dude that I love, and like the after porn interviews, like the way they talk to each other as professionals and they respect each other. I'm like, sometimes. Like, I was watching it being like, I don't even get that respect sometimes at, like, a comedy table. You know what I mean? It was just the craziest thing about talking about, like, cattle prods and, like, this way of, like, I saw this, but you handled it. Like, and it was just very interesting. I, like, loved
it. It's funny to me because these people are, like, the people who would think that these people are monsters are the ones that are so buttoned up. And they're the ones that are just recessing this, like, need to just fuck. And then they end up being worse people for it. You know, like, you have that. Like, I'm just thinking of this, like, there's somebody in the middle of the country being like, this porn is an abomination.
Of course. Oh,
yeah. And then they're like, fucking hammering away at fucking porn that's like miserable.
Yeah, and it's like all you have to do is pay for it and then no one's really exploited, are they?
Well, I mean, that's the thing with prostitution. It should be legal because then it would be safer. It would just be an industry.
And I 100% agree with that. The fear in that is that then like human sex trafficking will be easier to get away with because you've legalized it. And so that's the dangers. And so it's like finding a balance of like making it legal and safe for women that want to be prostitutes, but also making sure that like, you know, teens aren't getting
You would hope that that would give money to regulatory
I don't have hope because I know most politicians are fucking children in Thailand. You know what I mean? Yeah. I really don't have faith in people not being perverts.
Anytime someone says I'm going to Thailand, I'm like, and it's like, you ever meet like a dude alone who's like, I'm going to Thailand?
No, I just don't think I put a vibe out that I'd be friends with that kind of person. I'm not,
these aren't my college
no,
buddies.
No, I know.
But I'm saying
Will Arnett played one on SVU, and it was one of the best episodes ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you guys want to watch Will Arnett's SVU turn,
he's a Thailand.
It's a really, it's great. He was like playing squash and getting in trouble for, kiddie porn.
At the country club?
Like at a New York athletic club, you know.
So much fun to drag him out. What's it on? Child porn. Just yell it out, the whole club. My word.
Sasha Gray has that quote where she goes, what's degrading to some is empowering to others. And it's just like, leave her,
mind your own fucking business. That's the other thing. So it's like, I'm on to a new guy and we've been seeing each other for a month. I like him. We get along well, have quality hangouts, and have also talked extensively about personal things together. But I think it's he's still seeing other people from Tinder. When and how do I bring that up if I want to be exclusive? Should I even bring it up? Or is that the talk, the beginning of the end? Thanks, Jared. You're the best. What do you think?
You deserve to get what you want. You should be like, I am interested in wanting to be exclusive if that's what you want. This is from someone that is so hot, and she gave it this advice to one of my friends about trapping a man. And she just said, text him, hey, I'm going out of town, and there's like a dude I see in that town. So like, are we exclusive, or am I like, can I go fuck that person?
That's awesome advice.
Yeah,
I love that because it makes me hard.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who it is after.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, another guy wants you, and I have the choice of having you, and you're calling it out right now. Like, I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta lock this up.
Yeah.
That's a great advice. I like that. I mean, I would even, there's sideways into this, but I like that one so much that I don't even want to.
This was like one of the old questions, but it's like, oh, I'm going to a wedding with a bunch of my old friends. There's a guy I hook up with. Are we a thing or?
How should I judge this compared to that? And that's like the most mature way to go about it. I because you're basically saying like, listen, we're cool. I'm having a fun time, but I still need to get this fucking dick wet. So what's going on with this? But I also think girls, a lot of times you can be like, hey, I just want to, have you been tested? Like, what's the deal with tested and stuff? Mm-hmm. And if you bring up that conversation, it makes a guy talk about like, well, I'm seeing other, it puts a guy in a position that he has to say what's going on. And also you can judge by his facial expressions, whether he's fucking getting uncomfortable or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. And also the, I don't want to wear a condom conversation is also another side angle into that. That I always feel like gets, you always go from like the girl being like, we should not use condoms. We're just seeing each other. Right. And then I'm not saying don't use condoms, but I'm saying this is a way that it's been pulled on me where it's like, she's like, we shouldn't use condoms. You're not seeing anyone else. Right. So why wouldn't we? And you're like, yeah, we should keep using condoms. So those are ways to get at the conversation, but I like the,
that's a fun way. I think you can just ask.
But have the conversation. Also, don't be afraid that this might end because of this. You're a good person. You're going to do well. Maybe this isn't, they're not looking for, but I also do believe like.
And if it's casual and then you're fine with it being casual, maybe you can shift that in your head and that's where you're coming from it.
Totally.
And then you can do whatever you want.
I also, past advice I've given on this subject has been like, just be fucking awesome and a fun hang. And trust that. And the more you guys keep hanging out, the more, how else? There's only so many hours in the day to go hang with somebody else. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Lisa Traeger at Glitter Cheese. She's going to be at Nerd Melt on the 14th. Bring a date. Let's do some hypotheticals.
We might as well just keep it moving
right
now.
Let's do fine. Hypothetical.
Is this something I remember?
We do the Would You Rather.
Oh, okay.
We'll do a couple, then we're done.
Right.
Is that cool?
Well, I want to do one more email, I feel like.
You do? Okay. Let's do one more. You can choose between right girl, wrong time. I feel like I'm dating my brother.
Ooh, they're both good. I don't know. Fuck. Let's do the brother.
Okay. Hi, Papa JT. Love the show. Thanks for all the laughs. I'm in a pickle. I'm dating a guy who really, really, really likes me.
Is this a girl?
Chick email. The tiger growl really makes it.
Yeah.
I love it.
We've been going on... I've never dated someone who likes me as much as he likes me. We've been going on sporadic dates. I can't hear the word sporadic without thinking of Clueless.
Of course.
It's like... tattooed.
I mean, there's so many words. That's the sorry to interrupt this email, but that's the most amazing thing about Clueless. Like, it changed it changed the way people spoke.
Yeah.
And there's very few movies, I can't think of one right now even, that changed the way we speak and put so many slang words into the world.
So many. And I think it was also like everything wasn't as interconnected as it is today. Mm-hmm. Today, you can get the same t-shirt in LA that you would buy in Boston. Like, you go to the same place. Back then, there was a little bit of a, this is how people in Hollywood kids talk? Do you know what I mean? Like, I never had a connection to, like, is this how Californians speak?
No, I think Amy Heckerling invented words. I mean, I think she...
But it had to come from somewhere. It's from her experience growing up.
Maybe.
So I'm saying, like it's like the same thing as, like, OKP. I say that all the time, but that's from my buddy who used
this
to say
this is pre-Urban Dictionary.
Yes. So it's like, there was, like, California speak versus, like... You know, my friends at home would always, like, Boston is like, what up, kid? Kid was like a big word, always. So, I don't know. It's sporadic, though. Since the summer and over the last month, we've been seeing each other consistently. I would rate him 6-7-7.
Okay.
7-6-7. She put it backwards. Face, body, personality, 7-6-7. Here's the thing. I wish I liked him more. I think the thing that turns me off is that he picks on me a lot. Like most every other sentence I say, he calls me a nerd or makes some kind of response to pick on me. The other day we went out for dinner and even the waitress asked me if he always picks on me like this. Oh my God. It's to the point where I am not talking as much because I don't want to listen to his not so funny responses to get picked on again. I think I'm going to start, I'm starting to feel like he's my brother and then when he tries to be affectionate, I don't want to be. Feels like I'm kissing my brother. Can I bring this up or is that just mean? I'm also dating another guy who I like a lot more, but he doesn't give me the amount of attention I require, and I feel like I always the one making plans to meet up, which I started seeing, which is why I started seeing guy two, the guy with the bad jokes. I think by dating these two, I'm confusing myself. Probably need to stop dating the one who seems not as interested. In the back of my mind, I think maybe he'll come around and like me more. What's a girl to do? I really want to tell these guys the guy I like him, but he's picking on me as a turnoff. Thanks for your help. What do you think?
I mean, this seems like, I don't know. I'm not attracted to that. Like, I'm looking at this rat painted on the wall of this room, and I'm imagining that that's the man.
The one that picks on her.
I'm imagining that rat. So, like, I don't know. And it just is disgusting me.
But this is this is backwards logic. She's trying to date someone who likes her when it's really who does she like. She's putting the needs of these guys in front of her own. Mm. And it's like, you know, the guy who picks on you, he's doing that because he has nothing else to fucking say and you guys don't have a lot of talk about. Liking you isn't enough.
Yeah, he's also not funny or interesting or anything. He's just like nitpicking on things to make you feel like shit. Like anyone that convinces you to speak less is not a good person.
Yeah, you want someone that... I think dating should be like improv. It should make both, like, I have a lot of girls that will try and, like, neg me. They'll be like, they'll come at me with this, like, hard diss. And I'm like, and then they'll ask if I think, like, they'll be like, well, I'm funny. You know, like, they'll try to be funny to me. And I'm like, the funniest girls I've ever dated are the ones where it's like, we're being funny together.
Yeah.
Like, we're a two-man show. You know, it's not my turn, then your turn. It's our turn to go up on stage. So I think with this guy being mean, you guys aren't just missing. You're not connected.
Yeah, a waitress noticed someone that interacts with you in the least personal way. Like, that's such a quick interaction.
10 minutes, and she's like, what the fuck is with this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta, and also the backwards thing is big. You gotta, him liking you doesn't matter. Do you like him? You don't. The second guy that doesn't give you as much attention, you should keep pursuing, but only pursue so much that you're like, okay, I tried. I gave it my best shot. He's not into it. Move on. But the brother, you ever dated someone that you feel like it's like your brother?
No, I don't. I mean, I just like, I've only had one real serious relationship and I.
Yeah.
don't have, I'm like, and it wasn't, I'm like so annoyed by it. You know what I mean?
You're annoyed that you wasted your time?
Oh no, I feel like I learned so much. So yeah. It's like fine, but I'm just like annoyed with what I put up with. Like I'm annoyed that I allowed myself to be in a situation I wasn't happy in for as long as I did.
And I mean, that's what,
because I felt like I wanted to break up with him in like an August time.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do it until March or February.
Those are months of your life you can't get back.
Yeah. So it's like me trying and putting an effort into a thing that I shouldn't have been doing. And yeah. I think it's this, and it's like the fear of like, oh, will someone be this nice to me again? Or it's like, oh, there's not maybe someone that's not going to like or something like that, yeah. Where she's excited that he's giving her all this attention. But it's like you can get like that shouldn't be enough.
That's exactly. And I think that the biggest thing is that, listen, you're going to find someone else like this guy, yeah. Liking you. There'll be another guy that likes you. It's going to be OK. I don't know. I always think of these situations where if I was to bring this situation to a jury of my peers, and I was like, hey, so I'm seeing this guy and he makes fun of me and it's kind of weird. They would all look at me and be like, fucking dump him.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you think they wouldn't think you're crazy for that.
I had one friend and she was dating a dude and she was like being goofy and he was like, quit embarrassing me. And she told me about that and I was like so livid. And she's dating someone new now that I really like. And it's just like he
quit
likes
embarrassing
that
me.
I know, and like he likes her person. I mean, like he doesn't, yeah. Want to make her feel bad for being herself.
Yeah,
he's like, oh yeah, she's kind of nuts, and I like it, and whatever. And I'm gonna let her be
this is
a
what
goofy
it,
person.
This is the circus I signed up for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so like, I mean, I hate her ex-boyfriend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I hate him, and it's one of that. It's like you tried to dim her fun. You just dimmed her fire.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
gross.
Yeah.
You didn't elevate her to anything.
You want to be the kerosene.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Lisa Traeger, thank you so much.
Thank you. Are we going to do an either or no? We're out.
Yeah, let's do one. Yeah.
We'll do one more.
And then I'm going to rush to pee again.
And then you rush to pee, and then we're going to do this. If you could only use one utensil for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? Maybe consider things you eat. With like soup and spaghetti. What do you think?
I mean, it's obviously between a fork and a spoon. I think fork. Because you can drink a soup.
Yeah.
Like, with a bowl.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
pick
yeah.
up a bowl.
Go Chinese stuff.
And cereal, that would be definitely an annoying thing. But like, I'd rather eat oatmeal and use a fork. Like, I can use... Fork.
Mansa, what do you think?
Damn it. I don't know. I was inclined to say spoon.
Because you can eat cake with forks. You can eat meat. Like you can't cut it.
That's
going
to be the problem with the spoon. Yeah.
You can use the side of the fork to cut.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
How come the spork exists? How come the...
A fork knife? What do you
say?
Yeah,
fork knife.
It's useful.
You'd cut your mouth probably.
It's useless.
Is that what it is?
I think you would. Yeah.
Oh, the side of your mouth?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because...
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, that's the reason.
How'd you get all those cuts on the... How come you look like the Joker? I've been experimenting with this nork.
Yeah.
And it really fucked up my mouth.
I was eating steak and soup. I don't know.
And sporks,
yeah, I'm going fork. I'm forking.
And sporks you only see in plastic. Like, it's really rare. I've never seen, like, a metal forever
spork. Yeah, I've only seen it at Taco Bell.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I love Taco Bell.
Here's another hypothetical. Ready?
Yes.
Imagine you're out for a walk around Central Park or the sketchy Harlem neighborhood basketball court. Okay. And suddenly an alien spacecraft hovers above you and beams you up into their ship. After traveling back to their home planet at the speed of light, they land and exit the ship. They are kind people and give you a choice in order to stay alive. Do you spend the remaining years of your life in a zoo as an exhibit of a human being? Wow. B, spend your life traveling the planet as part of their zoo, performing tricks and talents. I'd go with the zoo. get a few square meals a day, a nice habitat. I don't mind the alone time. Maybe I'll throw my shit around the pen. And if I'm lucky, there'll be a female pen in the pen too. Nothing gets the families talking more than a couple of wild beasts just fucking in the zoo.
All right, I'm going with Traveling Circus Zoo, of course.
Yeah?
Because then you're not in your own cage. You can interact with the other animals. Okay. So like, or the other species they have.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't assume what they're, you know, and what you other planets they went to.
And you get to see the planet.
And you get to travel. And then you also get to perform. So there's like a skill you are learning every day. Like,
what would be your, would you do stand-up? Like, what
I mean,
would
I'm assuming I'd be doing stand-up. Yeah. But I mean, obviously, no. In my fantasy, I was like throw, like a circus, yeah, like yeah, I would yeah. learn a thing. And you
she's
know.
Juggling, by the way.
I'm mime juggling.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'd be, you know, I'd put on a glitter thing. Maybe I'd like date a clown. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's more.
But clown, it would be you'd be dating the other species that they've taken from another
yeah,
planet.
Yeah, but like circus freaks, like that's more like
there's a community element.
Yeah, zoo, yeah. I feel like it's a little more upsetting. Because we would, I mean, I'm sure everyone on the circus is loose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's like a good time. You get drugs.
Yeah.
You see what you, what's up. What, you meet other aliens. I mean, I want this to happen.
I know. Like it seems kind of cool. They would probably, what do you think, Manson?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are more performers than I feel yeah. like I would do the zoo thing and maybe like befriend like the people that work at the zoo and shit. And maybe they give me some special treatment, you know?
Yeah. I mean.
Get a computer.
Get a computer. Well, they would have you do, your tricks wouldn't be. Your skills, the tricks would be human shit.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, look at him pooping while on Tinder.
Like,
that
yeah.
would be my trick.
But I wonder if you are at the zoo, you could be one of those monkeys that, like, really interacts with the people.
With the people.
Like, you could maybe have a good time, but I don't want to sit alone in a container
yeah,
and just get looked at. I don't want
and
to.
And then you only get, like, yeah, I want the traveling road show.
Because then
see
you
the
could
planet.
Shit in private. Like,
shit
I don't
in
want
private.
That.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to see the planet. I want to go in the back of the train cart.
Yeah.
You know, like, and look out the window and see, you know, the fucking alien
you guys
place
are thinking
go by.
Of Earth circuses.
Yes. I don't know. There's something
Well, I'm thinking of an Earth zoo, too.
Right,
like,
right,
I don't.
Right.
We can't.
This would be the most wild dream to have. Like, it's half nightmare,
I mean,
half cool.
Are we not
know?
Writing a pilot?
Is this a pilot? Is this it? Is this the show? Is this the show? I don't know. It's crazy, though.
This is a great.
Great
would you rather? I'm going to repeat it to some friends today.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, you know, next time if I babysit, I'll throw it out.
I thought about the zoo because Bill Burr, his new special, if you watch.
I couldn't get past 7 minutes.
So he does a whole thing about this gorilla in the zoo. But I was thinking about how it's crazy that we're just like gorillas are pretty fucking smart. So they got to know what's going on.
Oh, it's fucked. Yeah. Zoos are fucked up. Really,
yeah. So like this gorilla and I, like I'm thinking of him like living in this zoo, like. If I was like, I would be like, I can't believe I'm just fucking stuck here. You know, I want to see yeah. the fucking world. I want to see this alien world. But I don't know. That's kind of a somber ending.
Yeah, just waiting for some person to bring you some meat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to do
what
that.
Would they feed a human? Like French fries or something?
I
shit?
Hope
like,
Mexican what? Food. But
Mexican
food. Yeah.
And then it's like you want to be nice to one kid and then all the kids are cut. And then
yeah,
it's like,
you got to deal with all the fucking
then you have
aliens.
A reputation of being nice to kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want that. I want to go to a new town every night and
yeah.
be Lady Gaga.
Yes.
You know? I want to go 20-city tour.
Even Lisa if it's because I'm thinking of the Bugs Life Circus, the Bugs Circus.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like the worst kind of circus, but they were great friendships.
Yeah.
All they, different types of species, and they all liked each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'd want the community of it would be nice. But yeah. Lisa Traeger, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Fantastic, per usual.
Thanks for not letting me cancel.
I didn't let you cancel. At Glitter Cheese, she's going to be at Nerd Melt on the 14th. Go get your tickets online. It's in her Instagram bio.
Yeah, and then I'll also be in Australia, so
Australia.
Melbourne and Sydney. I don't know where my shows are in Sydney yet, but I'm doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Fucking awesome. All of you should check her out. Again, watched her crush the other night. Man, Sam, thank you for chiming in and doing what you do.
Thank you, man. This is a fun one. If you guys want me to predict anything for you, send me some money at Venmo.
Well, start listening to your podcast. You obviously are clairvoyant.
Yeah, I try to stay tuned in. Although I did say to somebody on Twitter, it's like, yeah, I got this right, but I thought Hillary was going to be the president. So, you know,
yeah,
50-50.
So at ManSamp on Twitter and Instagram, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Fried, at Jared Fried on Instagram, JTrain56 on Twitter. Follow me, and thank you for supporting this podcast. The troops, again, all the armed services, you guys are amazing. It's so cool that you guys enjoy the show. Keep spreading it around. Keep telling a friend. Keep pushing it to people. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!